The number of cases of hepatitis A continues to grow in the Ohio Valley. Health officials across the region are scrambling to slow the spread of what they call an unusual outbreak. Those most affected are often homeless, poor, or struggling with addiction. Reporter Mary Meehan explains how the region's income inequality is fueling the spread of this infectious disease.
Jim Thacker is frustrated. The spokesperson for the Madison County, Kentucky Health Department says there is a real threat of a hepatitis A outbreak at the detention center right down the road in Richmond. Built to house about 240 inmates, it now holds more than 400.
It's sort of like a petri dish because it is so tightly packed.
Other communities have vaccinated inmates, and Kentucky health officials have supplied vaccine to prisons. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention supplies free vaccine for use in high-risk groups. Currently, that is primarily homeless people and people with substance use disorders. Thacker says that deal comes with a hitch.
The benchmark set by the state and the CDC is that if a county has five cases of Hep A, then they immediately become eligible for 1,000 doses of hepatitis A vaccine.
With only one confirmed case so far, Madison County hasn't met that threshold. Thacker has only a few dozen doses of vaccine available, and only for people in the high-risk groups.
We would like to get the 1,000 doses before we reach five cases. And are making inquiries about whether or not we can actually do that because we'd like to get ahead of the game.
Requests for more vaccine are being reviewed on a case-by-case basis. In the meantime, hepatitis A is spreading rapidly. 300 cases were reported during June in West Virginia. Dr. Ahul Gupta is the chief health officer in West Virginia. He says comprehensive harm reduction efforts, which include needle exchange programs, testing, and referrals, are essential to reaching those populations most at risk.
I think it's critically important because that's an area and that's a place where you're seeing these high-risk individuals. And the ability to offer that can often be the difference between having an outbreak in your community and not having an outbreak in your community.
Dr. Jeffrey Howard is Kentucky's public health commissioner. Howard grew up poor in Harlan, and he knows the challenges of poverty. He says this infectious disease outbreak just highlights the chronic problems of much of Appalachia.
Considering we're trying to focus our effort on what we call social determinants of health, which aren't just social issues. They're, you know, can you get to care? Do you got a car? Do you got a cell phone? Can you fill your prescriptions? Can you do all the things you need to do in order to be healthy?
Vonda Wyporska is executive director of the Equality Trust based in London. Her organization researches the social impact of inequality.
What we're seeing is an increased amount of money going to the top 1%.
That leaves fewer resources for the middle class and the working poor, and can set the stage for an infectious disease outbreak like Hep A.
In these countries where there are higher levels of inequality, you are going to have more of these problems. And this looks as if it's been typified by the outbreak that you're talking about.
Disease, in turn, makes it harder for those living on the margin to stay solvent. She says if you're working at an hourly minimum wage job, missing work or spending time in the hospital can set up a cascade of misery.
One very small step, sometimes quite a minor step, for people to fall into that spiral.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan